Today is the 26th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we bring another week to its close. And we'll do that by taking the next step forward. And so let's do that. We are working our way through the book of Leviticus. We've been reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week. Today, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 through 20, verse 21. The Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to the entire Israelite community and tell them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you is to respect his mother and father. You are to keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to worthless idols or make cast images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you offer a fellowship sacrifice to the Lord, sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. It is to be eaten on the day you sacrifice it, or on the next day, but what remains on the third day must be burned. If any is eaten on the third day, it is a repulsive thing. It will not be accepted. Anyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, for he has profaned what is holy to the Lord. That person is to be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap to the very edge of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not strip your vineyard bare or gather its fallen grapes. Leave them for the poor and the resident alien. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not act deceptively or lie to one another. Do not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages due a hired worker must not remain with you until morning. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but you are to fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not act unjustly when deciding a case. Do not be partial to the poor or give preference to the rich. Judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not jeopardize your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not harbor hatred against your brother. Rebuke your neighbor directly, and you will not incur guilt because of him. Do not take revenge or bear a grudge against members of your community, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You are to keep my statutes. Do not crossbreed two different kinds of your livestock. Sow your fields with two kinds of seed, or put on a garment made of two kinds of material. If a man has sexual intercourse with a woman who is a slave designated for another man, but she has not been redeemed or given her freedom, there must be punishment. They are not to be put to death because she had not been freed. However, he must bring a ram as his guilt offering to the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The priest will make atonement on his behalf before the Lord with the ram of the guilt offering for the sin he has committed, and he will be forgiven for the sin he committed. When you come into the land and plant any kind of tree for food, you are to consider the fruit forbidden. It will be forbidden to you for 3 years. It is not to be eaten. In the fourth year, all its fruit is to be consecrated as a praise offering to the Lord. But in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, its yield will increase for you. I am the Lord your God. You are not to eat anything with blood in it. You are not to practice divination or witchcraft. You are not to cut off the hair at the sides of your head or mar the edge of your beard. You are not to make gashes on your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not debase your daughter by making her a prostitute or the land will be prostituted and filled with depravity. Keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or consult spiritists, or you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You are to rise in the presence of the elderly and honor the old. Fear your God. I am the Lord. When an alien resides with you in your land, you must not oppress him. You will regard the alien who resides with you as the native born among you. You are to love him as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do not be unfair in measurements of length, weight, or volume. You are to have honest balances, honest weights, an honest dry measure, and an honest liquid measure. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them. I am the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses. Say to the Israelites, any Israelite or alien residing in Israel who gives any of his children to Molech must be put to death. The people of the country are to stone him. I will turn against that man and cut him off from his people because he gave his offspring to Molech, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my holy name. But if the people of the country look the other way when that man gives any of his children to Molech and do not put him to death, then I will turn against that man and his family and cut off from their people both him and all who follow him in prostituting themselves with Molech. Whoever turns to mediums or spiritists and prostitutes himself with them, I will turn against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sets you apart. If anyone curses his father or mother, he must be put to death. He has cursed his father or mother. His death is his own fault. If a man commits adultery with a married woman, if he commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, both the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death. If a man sleeps with his father's wife, he has violated the intimacy that belongs to his father. Both of them must be put to death. Their death is their own fault. If a man sleeps with his daughter-in-law, both of them must be put to death. They have acted perversely. Their death is their own fault. If a man sleeps with a man as with a woman, they have both committed a detestable act. They must be put to death. Their death is their own fault. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is depraved. Both he and they must be burned, so that there will be no depravity among you. If a man has sexual intercourse with an animal, he must be put to death. You are also to kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you are to kill the woman and the animal. They must be put to death. Their death is their own fault. If a man marries his sister, whether his father's daughter or his mother's daughter, and they have sexual relations, it is a disgrace. They are to be cut off publicly from their people. He has had sexual intercourse with his sister. He will bear his iniquity. If a man sleeps with a menstruating woman and has sexual intercourse with her, he has exposed the source of her flow, and she has uncovered the source of her blood. Both of them are to be cut off from their people. You must not have sexual intercourse with your mother's sister or your father's sister, for it is exposing one's own blood relative. Both people will bear their iniquity. If a man sleeps with his aunt, he has violated the intimacy that belongs to his uncle. They will bear their guilt and die childless. If a man marries his brother's wife, it is impurity. He has violated the intimacy that belongs to his brother. They will be childless. Mark 8, 11 through 38. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, demanding of him a sign from heaven to test him. Sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, "Why does this generation demand a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and went to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to take bread and had only one loaf with them in the boat. Then he gave them strict orders. "Watch out. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They were discussing among themselves that they did not have any bread. Aware of this, he said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Don't you understand or comprehend? Do you have hardened hearts? Do you have eyes and not see? Do you have ears and not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of leftovers did you collect?" 12, they told him. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you collect?" 7, they said. And he said to them, "Don't you understand yet?" They came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and brought him out of the village. Spitting in his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking." Again, Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes. The man looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus went out with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered him, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." "But you," he asked them, "who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he strictly warned them to tell no one about him. Then he began to teach them that it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke openly about this. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about God's concerns, but human concerns." Calling the crowd along with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it. For what does it benefit someone to gain the whole world and yet lose his life? What can anyone give in exchange for his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Psalm 42, Book 2, Longing for God, for the choir director, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long people say to me, "Where is your God?" I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walked with many leading the festive procession to the house of God with joyful and thankful shouts. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. I am deeply depressed, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send His faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones, while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. Proverbs 10:17. The one who follows instruction is on the path to life, but the one who rejects correction goes astray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week to spend together in your word. We thank you for the rhythm that we've established together to come around the global campfire every day and hear from your word and invite your Holy Spirit to plant the scriptures into our lives, something that we need more than ever, it seems. And in our lifetimes, it is more than ever we need this to seep into our lives and be rooted and planted in us, that we might truly be transformed, that we do not look in the mirror at the end of this year and see the same person, that we see a person that is a full year into transformation and actively participating in that and actively seeking to collaborate with you in your work in this world, that we really may be your hands and feet doing your bidding and loving it, because it's free, it's freeing, it's freedom. So come, Holy Spirit, we pray, and seal what we've read this week into our hearts, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home. It's home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so be sure to check in. If you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can check in there. Check out the community section. That's where the prayer wall is and the social media links are. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop for resources to take the journey deeper and wider and, well, in some cases, just funner. But check out the resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you profoundly. Thank you. We couldn't be here if we weren't in this together. Thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Dab family. This is Dawn in Bakersfield, California, and I just wanted to speak a blessing over Marilyn in New Hampshire. I know it's been a couple weeks since she and her husband Ken called in about Marilyn feeling like she is in the wilderness. And I have just been praying for her and had her on my heart ever since, and I just haven't been able to shake it. So I wanted to read a scripture to you, Marilyn. It's from Hosea 2. It's sort of a life verse for me and is what has gotten me through a lot of my wilderness experiences. In Hosea 2:14, it says, "Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. I will give her back her vineyards and will make her valley of trouble a door of hope. And she will respond to me as in the days of her youth, as in the days that she came up out of Egypt," which of course to me represents slavery or bondage. And Marilyn, I just want to say that there are times when if he is wanting to take us away to speak to us, to speak tenderly, it's not to isolate us or to keep us away from anybody. It's so that we hear his voice and his voice alone. And I pray that you don't feel alone, but that you feel loved and that you know that he is going to take your trouble and turn it into hope. I pray that this blesses you. You have not left my heart or my mind, and I am still praying for you, and I will continue to pray for you. Blessings to you, my friend and my sister.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Daniel Johnson Jr. It's been a little while since I called in. I'm dealing with a lot of stress at work. I do some really great things, you know, to help seniors out. Been helping a number of seniors since my time at since I first started back in July of last year, and but it's not nearly enough of what the company is expecting from me, and so this is kind of weighing on me. I don't know if this is something that I have the ability to do. I'm praying for God to make it happen in me. So that's one of those things that I can, I'm asking for prayer for. And then another prayer is just specifically for the seniors that are in our culture. You know, these are the people that have raised us. These are the people that have worked so hard for us as we were all growing up. And now in many of our cultures, there's not a lot of people that are advocating for them. And so I'm praying for just more for them and to be able to help more and more of them. So from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, it's Daniel Johnson Jr. Thank you so much for praying for me and for the seniors. God bless you and make it a great day.
Good morning, DAB family. This is La Chula coming to you from Los Angeles. I was so deeply touched by today's scripture and message. Pastor Brian, today's February 23rd, and you spoke about the underlying deep-rooted mold. And where does mold live, right? It lives in the dark places. And that just speaks to something that I'm going through literally at work, where we have a bin full of books that have been sitting there and water has contaminated them, and now looks like it's mold, and I don't know if it's green mold or black mold, and I have to tell my plant manager to check it out and see what's going on, because books probably will not be able to be saved and we will have to get rid of the entire bin. So with that said, it just spoke to me with, you know, the actual literal sense, and then, you know, the figurative about my heart and how to examine it and what's breeding in my heart and how I have to let the light in some areas of unforgiveness. And it just spoke volumes to me this morning. I just want to praise God for the ability to listen to the word, and just God can bring dry bones to life, so he can bring everything to light. And there's a space there for my King in all areas, no matter how difficult it is to forgive. So thank you, Pastor Brian, and the entire Hardin family and the campfire that keeps me warm every morning as I start the day with the fresh word. Thank you, and God bless you all. Love you. This is La Chula signing off.
This is Blessed to Be a Blessing in North Carolina. One of Satan's favorite weapons to use against me is depression, and of late, anxiety, which is something that I never thought I would struggle with. But I have been in spiritual battle with these two things, particularly in the last 6 months. For anyone out there who's also battling with a spirit of depression and a spirit of anxiety, I just want to remind you that it is up to us to open our mouths and say something, to speak to those things and to resist those things, to rebuke them, to use the authority that's been given to us by our most gracious Heavenly Father and rebuke those things. Don't sit by silently and suffer. Don't accept the anguish that you sometimes feel. I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it to you. You have to open your mouth and you have to exercise your authority. You have to reclaim your power. You have to remember that on Calvary, anxiety and depression were taken up by our Christ, our Lord, and they were destroyed. When he said, "It is finished," that's what he meant. That's not to say that you won't continue to do battle with these things at various times in your lives, but we have to open our mouths and say something.